today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today's special. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Zilqa'da, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start today's program with listening to the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 67.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لكل أمة جعلنا منسكا هم ناسكوه فلا ينازعنك في الأمر وادع إلى ربك إنك لعلى هدى مستقيم.
For every religion we have appointed rites which they perform. So, O Muhammad, let the disbelievers not contend with you over the matter, but invite them to your Lord. Indeed, you are upon straight guidance.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah does not leave any nation without any school of thought. A religion must be introduced from the side of Allah, and the people should go on the path of Allah. The Prophet's duty is to guide their nations, and they must resist in this way. So, the verse implies that there has been appointed a worship for every nation by which they would worship him. Therefore, the verse expresses this fact that each of the former nations had a separate program particular to them.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً ونورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
Worshipping in private. Man is not immune from the snares of Satan, and so many acts of worship are tainted with self-conceit, ostentation, and publicity. The way to overcome this defect is to worship in private. The Messenger of Allah stated, "The reward for an act of worship done in private is greater." However, this does not apply to congregational acts of worship, such as Friday and other congregational prayers and Hajj pilgrimage, for congregational prayer in mosque is superior to individual prayer done at home. Worshipping in private, in most cases, prevents ostentation and adulteration of acts of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another source of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our sense of gratitude. Based on our needs, because of our needs and because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's graceful attention, and since we have received everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have received at least, fresh water or sunshine. These two items are the basic items that anybody receives from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, we find that in order to behave humanly, in a human way, we are expected to be attentive to the graces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has had to us. And in this regard, we find that it's expected of us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be grateful to Him for His abundant and unfailing help. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated in this way. فَلْيَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. People are expected to worship the Lord of this house, that is Kaaba, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. Allah, who has given them food, who has nourished them and preserved them from death because of hunger. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And has given them security. Khawf in this context means security. Khawf in this sense means insecurity. So amanahum min khawf means preserved them from feeling insecure. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them, has favored them, has granted them the possibility to receive security.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Ways to get closer to Allah. Today's suggestion: reciting salawat. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, "Whoever sends salam, prayer and blessings upon me once, Allah will send blessings upon him tenfold." There are so many benefits for sending prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. It is also one of the most encouraged ways for us to express our love towards them. Let us encourage one another to show our love to Prophet Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt and recite as many prayers upon them. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. One of the ways is to recite, "O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you sent blessings upon Abraham and upon the family of Abraham. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, as you blessed Abraham and the family of Abraham. Indeed, you are praiseworthy and glorious."
رَبُّنَا الْهَادِ الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Opportunity to engage in worship. The assets of a lifespan and its opportunities shall be taken away and fade just like the passing clouds. One must be wary, make the best use of a passing opportunity, and render servitude to Allah. In a beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "The day and night are worshipping in you. You also work in them. They are taking something from you. You also take something from them." However, we are given life, but are unaware of how we are spending this asset day and night. Are we making the best use of it? The Messenger of Allah has stated, "The world is just an hour. Spend it in obedience to God." If under certain circumstances the ground for worship and serving Allah is limited, one must strive hard to make it broader. Go to freer environments and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the limitation of time and place is not an excuse for one to keep aloof from the worship of Allah. As Allah says, "My earth is indeed vast. So worship only me."
The point of sujood is to make us humble. Then why pray on the carpet? This is not gonna make you as humble as placing your forehead on the dust. If you truly want something that will make you humble, that will add to your humility, then place your forehead on the dust, because this is what's difficult for the human being. So this is the first way that sujood makes us humble, and it adds to the morality of the human being, so that when he speaks and engages and interacts with other human beings, he does not interact in an arrogant way. Allah wants us to be humble through sujood. And that humbleness can only be acquired by placing the forehead on the earth, not on the carpet. The second way in which sujood makes us humble is that it reminds us that when we place our forehead on the earth, in the same way when we spoke about the theological benefit of sujood, we said it reminds us of our beginning and end, our aqidah. Likewise, when we place our forehead on the earth, it reminds us that, look, you human being who thinks that you're so great and you're so powerful, you were created from the dust. And one day you will be placed in this grave and you will turn into dust again. So but don't be so arrogant. Don't think you're better than other human beings, because in the same way you were created from dust, they were created from dust. You all have the same origin. So it makes me a humble person. I was created from dust and he was created from dust. Why am I better than other people? This is the constant reminder of sujood. Be humble. Place your forehead on the earth so that you remember, this was my beginning. I don't care how rich, wealthy I am, how intelligent, smart I am, how powerful I am. At the end of the day, me and a poor peasant living on the street, we were both created from the earth, and we will go back to the earth. So why become so arrogant? Why do you think that you're better than everyone else?
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Mm-hmm.
crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.